Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy May 21st, 2017. We thank you for tuning in to today's show. Our topic is how to be successful. How to be successful. And so we've got several different things we want to cover this morning. And it's important to, one, is to stay focused. It's something that you can think about. Don't wait for your destiny. You must act with courage, look forward with hope, and view life through a lens that defines what can be done rather than what cannot be done. Well, if you're willing to work and never, never quit, you can make your dreams come true. No past and no future, only the exhilaration of the moment. Keep your head to the sky, earth, wind, and fire. Keep your head to the sky. Because judgment day in reality is the day on which your thoughts become things, like a living magnet. This is what constantly draws to you people and circumstances in accord with your thinking. What you experience today, judgment day, is a reflection of your consciousness and essence. If you hope to experience a different judgment day, then think different thoughts. Start fulfillment of your own dream. Never give up, give in, or give out. Life is too short. Don't wait. Today is your day. So that's the first thing you have to start with, is that every day when you wake up, today is my day. It's judgment day. And based on what I do or don't do is what's going to happen for me. So choose who you will spend your day and who you will spend your day with and whom you will spend it with. Yeah, who you will spend your day, how you will spend your day, and whom you will spend it with. Don't put your personal greatness on hold. Are you dissatisfied with your present status? Only you can change that. What new habit must you start that will bring you closer to your goals? Speak positive words, attract positive people who want more out of life, increase activity, pick a definite end date for working. Pick a definite end date for working with you, what you're working on. Okay, a couple more quotes here. Next, what must you stop doing because this old habit is pulling you away from your goals? Stop letting negative people in your life and stop thinking and speaking negative thoughts and words. You must change in order to move toward where you want to be. Get active with the things that you want in your life. Get better at sharing information with your warm market and your cold market. Have a plan for Facebook. That's right, a plan for Facebook. Why are you on Facebook? Are you on there like a lot of other people just gossiping, sharing all of the bad news that you can share, or are you there trying to help build your business and be able to follow up with people? Here's something from George Haseley, one of the people that was very successful in Amway. If you'll work 2 years of your life like others won't, you'll spend the rest of your life like others can't. Greatness can be captured in one word, lifestyle. Life is God's gift to you. Style is what you make of it. That's a quote from Mae Jemison. You might remember her, the black astronaut. If you want to be great, you must serve willingly and love greatly. That's a quote from Cornel West. Here's another one. A man must be self-made before Washington. So, what is it that you're working on? Don't forget. This is a deep one right here because people say it, but they don't operationalize it and bring it into being. The kingdom of heaven is within. Happiness can only thrive within you, not in things. If you can't find your happiness within you, you sure will not find it out there. That's from Dr. Leonis Bias. who was the mother of Lynn Bias, the basketball player who went through the tragedy of a drug overdose after signing a big contract with the Boston Celtics, never got to play. And Lenny was like, you know, a tremendous basketball player, but he had a problem, as his mother said. You know, his problem was crack. You know, the people can learn from his life, and that's what she speaks about. She lost both her sons. She lost Lenny and she lost Jay. And they, you know, she lost both her sons, and she talks about finding happiness within yourself. So that's, you know, this is enough for you to get started with. Attitude outweighs everything. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Okay. So those are some of the things that you need to think about this morning. I got some other stuff I'm going to go into in the next couple of minutes because this is going to be a short show. Sunday morning, I got a bunch of stuff to get done, but I did want to get the radio show in this morning. Okay. Here's 9 principles of extraordinary achievement. Number 1, deep-seated spiritual beliefs. We're not just human beings trying to make it in this world. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience on the way toward complete fulfillment. And Reverend Cecil Mary said the following, I don't believe in God. I know there is a God. Mahatma Gandhi said, God comes to the hungry in the form of food. So we are deep-seated spiritual beings. And that's something, you know, people have to really work on. We have to get beyond these religious barriers. You know, too often people are tapped and are trapped, excuse me, into their religious perspective, where if you don't see what they see and worship the way that they worship, they don't want to be bothered with you. You know, I've met so many Christians who, you know, it's like they have a deep-seated misunderstanding about what they have interpreted as Christ's ministry. And they think it is to convert everybody to be a Christian. No, I don't agree with that. It's to help people find their way. Everybody has to find their way. And in order to find your way, that means becoming in tune with the spiritual. So it's because we get hung up on names. We get hung up on Jesus Christ, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah Jireh, Jah, Rastafari. I mean, you know, we let these labels and these names divide us to the point that if you don't say what I say, then I don't take the time to look to see the good in you. And so that's important that we make sure that we understand that we are humans experiencing a human experience on the way towards complete expression and fulfillment. Next, number 2, the I can credo. You should always act as if you can. When you believe and think I can, you activate your motivation, commitment, confidence, and concentration, all which relates directly to maximum achievement, helping you to become successful at whatever it is that you want to do. Number 3, vision. Be able to see what you want clearly, then you can possess it. So it's like, you know, the saying goes, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. See, if you see what you believe, then you can make it manifest. Just like right now, we got the NBA playoffs going on, and people talking about how the Cleveland Cavaliers just totally dismantled, you know, the Boston Celtics, and probably will again tonight since they're playing home in Cleveland. But it's because they already believe and see themselves in the championship game, probably with the Warriors. They see and believe themselves winning the NBA championship for the second year in a row. See? They see it. They don't believe, just believe it. They see it. And so thus, if you see what you believe, then you can make things happen. Number 4, passion. If you set yourself on fire, the world will come to see you burn. That's a quote from Don King. So you got to be passionate about what it is to achieve. Passion is so, so important in terms of having passion for what you want to do. See, passion is what gets you up early in the morning and has you stay up late at night, even when you're tired. Been there many a day, many a night, working through things. Everything not coming out the way I want, but if I'm not passion driven to work and do it, then I can't achieve what I want to achieve, and I will have no level of success at what I want to be successful at. So you got to understand that passion point. We talked about vision. We talked about passion. Now I'm going to talk about courage. All champions realize that the path to personal excellence is cluttered with obstacles. High achievers accept this courageously, understanding that you can't stretch your limits without encountering some rough moments along the way. See, courage, you're going to encounter some rough moments along the way. You know, if you listen to anybody's story about the success that they have achieved, they can also tell you about the pain that they went through. There's no gain without any pain. You know, we too often like to feel as though that we can get gain without pain. So it's important to understand that there is no gain without pain. Character, only earned. Fame is a viper. Popularity is an accident, and money takes wings. The only thing that endures is character. So your character is very, very important. You know, people got to know that they can count on you. Confidence, number 7. And I'm going to wrap this up here in a minute. There's a great crowd of humanity who will half do many things but can't do one thing to perfection. Confidence is the difference between excellence and mediocrity. So make sure that you're confident about what you can do. Very, very important. Make sure you're confident about what you can do. Confidence is important. And next is self-confidence. Optimism means expecting the best, but self-confidence means knowing how to handle the worst. I'm going to put them back there. I'll be ready in about 5 minutes. Discipline. The first and best victory is for a person to conquer themselves. The individual who masters himself or herself through self-discipline can never be mastered by others. So make sure that you master yourself. The best medicine, listen by the river, reach back, that's your journey, re-examine your motives, write your words in the sand. In other words, go down by somewhere where some still water, listen to the still waters, reach back, understanding your journey, re-examine your motives, write your words in the sand. The greatest gift, no one else can live your life for you. No one else can progress towards greatness for you. The business that you are in is the business of living. And the sooner you learn who you are and how you become the person you are, the sooner you will be able to deal with the challenges that have frustrated you in the past. Never be content with what you are if you wish to be what. Poverty is a disease of the mind. Everyone is born with a spark of divinity in them. It's up to you, the individual, to fan the spark. Fan that spark. Fan that spark. Fan that spark. Okay. Salesmanship is statesmanship. The only way America recognizes you is for individual and commercial achievement. Start early and stay late. Thank God every morning that you have something to do that day, whether you want to do it or not. Read. Reserve a special time for daily reading and meditation. Ignorance is the root of misfortune. Lead. Leadership means initiative, courage, loyalty, integrity, and wisdom. Dare to reach forward. It's contrary to the law of nature for humanity to stand still. You either move forward or the external march will force you back. know thyself and ourselves to be true. To thy own self be true. The greatest gift is the gift of life, and the greatest gain is the game of life. It's a spiritual, mysterious, fun-filled, and precious. It's precious, but it's still a game that you have no hope of winning unless you know the rules. Most people have been regulated to the sidelines as idle spectators in the greatest game of all. The Creator, or whatever power is behind us, and again, I guess I don't get into all of those names about whether it's Jesus, Allah, Jah, Jehovah Jireh, whatever, you know, I mean, there's a lot of misconception about these different names that we have, but that's a whole other show. I won't go into that. Do not intend for us to fail or wallow in the poverty of self-pity. There's a divine spark in the universe that has been blessed upon us for us to be. We have to fan that spark and understand, as we say in the seven principles, the Nguzo Saba, Kaumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way that we can to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherit them. In other words, God took nothing and made something. What is the nothingness that's going on in our lives that the Creator can help us with to make something more beautiful and beneficial with it? The only limitation placed on our abilities is our inability to recognize our unlimited nature. It takes effort to become aware of our staggering and limitless. So make sure you're taking the right effort. It takes effort to become enthusiastic over the cause of an opportunity. It takes courage to continue when our results as well as our friends tell us to give up. It takes a sense of spirituality to feel right about everything that happens, the joys as well as the sorrows. And it takes a special relationship with our Creator to learn to love ourselves above all others, especially when we are consciously aware of our shortcomings, doubts, and failures. Okay, this has been a short show this morning. I'm on my way running to a meeting. Again, I'm thankful got up. I got something to do. Had this to do, and then I got something else I need to do. And I'm excited about today's day and what I need to do to move forward to make today the best day possible. And again, I thank the Creator for this day and for the energy and effort to be able to run with this day. So thank you, Creator. Thank you, listening audience. I know this was a short show. I normally do like 30 to 45 minutes, but I did want to get out this information this morning so that somebody can benefit from it. So thank you so much. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Catch you again either Wednesday of this week or next Sunday. Until then, God bless you. Take care and enjoy your day. Tutanana.